How are you, missus?
Good.
We're having a Red FM big night out.
We are.
Which means a free party for you lovely people listening. And I know we've been kind of teasing you about this for a long time as to what's happening and who we've got booked and who's going to be there. And we're in for one hell of a night. Because, ladies and gentlemen, our next big night out is the incredible, the one, the only, Lyra. How are you, girl?
I am delighted. I'm going to thank you guys. We're going to have some night, I tell you that.
Oh, my
Absolutely.
God. And do you know what we're going to do? I think we're going to marry this because you're throwing an old album out very soon. And this is your big Lyra album titled Lyra that everyone in the world needs to hear. We're buzzing about that.
Yeah.
So this is we're going to marry this as kind of an album launch party and a Red FM party, especially for you. How are you, Lyra?
I am, you know what, I'm so, so good. I'm the best I've been in a very long time. I'm one happy woman, I tell you that for nothing.
Isn't that great?
You're doing Cork very proud. You're absolutely nailing it. The reports from your gigs lately have been just incredible.
Yeah, phenomenal, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you ripping up the stage at Cypress Avenue, and it's happening in April. We'll be giving away all the tickets for free right across Red FM, and we're going to pack the house for you.
Yeah.
Oh, good man. I'm going to have to get some juicy outfit for that.
I love it.
What are you going to be wearing?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's going to be off the charts.
Will it be Rebel Red, will it?
Well, I've done Rebel Red in Cork now, so maybe I should juice it up to something
Absolutely.
Else. I don't know.
Okay.
I think she should go for gold or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Loads of gold. Have you got anything goldy you can wear, Lyra?
Of course I bloody do. I'm gold nailed as we speak right now.
I see.
Talking to the juice
feister. I love it.
We can't wait to have you in Cork. We can't wait to have you in Cypress Avenue. And it's going to be full to the rafters with Red FM listeners for our big night out and Lyra's album launch. We cannot wait for it. So I know you're very busy. You're over in the UK at the moment. Are you on a bit of a tour or what's happening?
I literally just came over to sign some vinyls and CDs, give you some exclusives and pick up some outfits. And I'm actually on my way to the airport now to come back
because
I start tour again tomorrow.
Happy days. Listen, we'll catch up with you again. I'll let you get back to your business. We're so happy to have you on board. Yeah. We cannot wait for this big night out. And Lyra, we'll talk to you soon. Take it easy, you legend.
Talk soon.
Bye. Good luck.
Bye. See you.
Who wants the first tickets in Cork for Lyra at our big night out? All you got to do is message Lyra and your name right now to 0868 104 106. If you have never seen this lady in action, she's incredible. She's Beyoncé and the Machine, I think. That's for me anyway. She's Florence and the Machine mixed with Beyoncé her old style with everything else good about music.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's incredible live. We want to send you there, 0868 104 106. For our special night on the town, Red FM's next big parties with Lyra.
Good morning, sunshine. Red FM breakfast.
With Now, join in and experience must-watch sports, films, and the latest entertainment on Now.
Belters only and Jazzy on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM.
Red FM breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Was it on Prendable's show recently in Uffic that they were doing Cork James Bond parody stuff? Oh, hello.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Seamus, come in there, Seamus, over, if you're listening. Producer extraordinaire, bring me in that sheet again.
He will too.
He'll be here 90.
I'm going to see him legging it past that window now any second.
Oh, he's head down, he's buried in his computer at the moment.
There you go, see.
And it's because basically Cillian Murphy has now been rumoured. Oh, it's right across all the papers and online.
He's being tipped, all right, isn't he?
As the new James Bond, as soon as this Oppenheimer award lands in his lap, they're expecting there could be an announcement of Cillian Murphy. He is now the new favourite. The man with the golden gong.
Brilliant.
That'll be his first movie.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it? The man with the golden gong. Has there ever been a Cork James Bond before?
Has there been two Irish James Bonds?
Pierce.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Pierce.
Yeah.
And
who else?
Way down the line.
Who else?
I can't remember. There was somebody else definitely who was either kind of half Irish or had an Irish connection.
Right, okay.
Correct me here, movie buffs.
I know Piers, all right. Piers Brosnan.
Yeah. 0868 104 106. The only Navin man to get into a tuxedo. Oh, it's true, though.
That was a low blow.
No, it wasn't a low blow. How was it a low blow?
I don't know. I thought you were kind of like hinting that people from Navan don't wear tuxedos
The only Navan man to get into a James Bond tuxedo.
Okay, that's what I said. All right. All right, then.
They're too tight to buy one. They let me rent them. Anyway, here we go. So we'll see what happens with that one. It's World Book Day today. Are the kids dressing up?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not World Book Day in my kids' school.
No, it's strange. It's everywhere, but usually they have kind of school days, don't they?
They do.
For the little people to get dressed up or whatever.
I'm having a bit of bother here, Casey, right?
What's wrong with your pet?
Well, I wanted to eat an orange, right? But it's gone all over the desk. Is it acceptable to eat an orange in work?
Not when you're on the air doing a live radio show.
Well, I'm not eating it at the minute, but like there's just, you know, debris everywhere. We opened a show this morning talking about whether it was acceptable to wear slippers
in work, yes.
In work, or whether it's acceptable to work with people that go round in their socks. And I said, absolutely no problemo.
Yeah, no.
Same as the orange.
People walking around work in their feet and they're in the socks. Fire them all.
And what?
Get rid of them. Go put your stinky toes away.
You'd be a very harsh boss.
I'm telling you. I'd actually be very nice. We'd have pizza Monday, chocolate cake Tuesday, but like no shoes Wednesday gets you fired. That's the way they would be the rules.
I'm not coming to work for you, so.
All right. Dogs. Do you like dags?
Of course I do.
Of course a lot. Dags. Research has found that pet owners need to talk to their dogs the same way they would speak to a baby.
People do, though. Don't you hear them?
Yeah. So the goo-goo gagas and all that kind of stuff, that kind of soft tone in your voice is a way for you to bond with your dog. I think most people do that naturally anyway. Someone is here on text saying, is it just me or does anyone else think that Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne on Celebrity Big Brother make Joe Biden look completely normal?
So true.
We'll have a Celebrity Big Brother update for you in a little while.
They're funny, all right.
And Apple has been fined almost $2 billion this week.
Hang on.
$2 billion by the EU.
What?
By the European Union. Now, this makes your €60 parking fine or your speeding fine look very, very trivial, doesn't it? Apple having to pay a $2 billion fine, something data-related, no doubt.
Okay, right. I thought you meant the actual fruit.
What is the biggest fine you've ever received? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
0868104106. What did you do? What was the fine for? Let's hear from you this morning. That's your little shouty-outy, texty-texty bit. I got a €100 fine when I was 19.
Did you? What for?
The only time I was ever in court for being a bold boy. I was caught on a licensed premises when I was 19 years old. I was DJing there and we stayed back and we had some drinks.
Right.
Anyway, so this is the story of what happened. The lads came to the door at 3 o'clock in the morning and the guy that was running the hotel screamed at everyone, upstairs, and he gave us all keys to the bedrooms. All right? I swear to God, this is what happened. In come the guards. They've seen through the crack in the curtains that everybody's in there. All of a sudden, downstairs is empty. So the manager has sent everybody upstairs to bedrooms. So up they go. The guards go upstairs. And they got the master key off your man downstairs. And they went bedroom to bedroom and went into our room. And there's four of us under in a bed.
Are you serious?
And the light came on and went, lads, do you usually go to bed with your shoes on?
Yeah. I'd say your feet were sticking out at the end of it because you were so tall.
Anyway, names taken, court appearance, £100 fine. Yeah.
I'd say Mummy Cunningham wasn't happy about that.
Yeah, she wasn't. She was like, you left the pub at 3 a.m. Surely you could have been there till 5 if you did it right. If you were a professional
like her. That's it.
What's the biggest fine you've ever received and what did you do? Go on, we'll keep it anonymous.
Someone here says my wedding bill.
And that's for Colin as well, who celebrates his 40th birthday today. Happy birthday, you old fart. Have a great day today, all right, from all of us here. Who have you got there, Vic?
I've got Jake, who's 6 years old, and he's sent in three really good impressions of his mum. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Jake, how are you?
Hi.
How are you, buddy? You good?
Good.
Good. What school are you going to, Jake?
St. Anthony's.
Okay. Do you like school?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you prefer to be at home playing Fortnite?
I want to play Fortnite.
Oh, you want to play Fortnite, yeah. But I got a problem with my son, who's the same age as you.
Oh, yeah.
And he won't leave his bedroom at the moment because he's playing so much Fortnite. But you're listening to the radio this morning. and you heard us asking for impressions of your mummy. Now, what are the funny things that your mummy says to you?
She's just the best mom.
She's the best mom. That's why you love her.
Jake.
That's it. No more Wi-Fi in the house. And send Sky says, cut it off.
What does she say she's going to cut off?
The internet.
Okay. Thank God for that. And why do you love your mummy so much?
Because she's the best mom.
She's the best mom. She's really nice to you. And what kind of good things does she do for you?
She makes my dinner and she lets me play PlayStation a lot.
Yeah, that's very important. So on Mother's Day, you better make her a really nice card. But also, I'm going to give you a €300 voucher for Neville Jewellers. I want you to go and buy her a beautiful piece of jewellery.
Yeah.
And this will be a special Mother's Day bit of jewellery from Jake to Mummy, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Cheers, best buddy.
Thanks.
Well done.
Well done, Jay.
See ya.
Thanks.
Good luck. He's on his way. Cheers. Off to school now. Good man.
So cute.
Jake is 6. Thanks, Mom and Jake. Well done.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to Neville Jewellers. We've one more of these to give away tomorrow. That's what we're looking for. Impressions of your mum.
Yeah.
Given out to you, basically. With NevilleJewellers.ie. They have 4 generations of experience across Cork. 5 branches for you to visit. And don't forget, it is Mother's Day this weekend. Neville Jewellers, a family tradition since 1971. Thank you, Jake. You were great. 0868104106. After the news that Apple have just been hit with a €2 billion fine by the EU. Which is an incredible amount of money, I tell you. That's a slap on the wrist.
It certainly is, yeah.
Lads, I made a fine old al in 2012, and I'm still fecking paying for it, says somebody else.
Very good.
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, these are actual fines. Actual fines. I got an €80 fine in Broome in Western Australia for parking a 50cc petrol scooter in a car parking spot. Actual disbelief.
I saw a traffic guarder giving a fine to somebody in Cork City once for parking a motorbike in a car parking space.
Where are you supposed to park them? They don't have
not in a car parking space. They obviously have special spaces for motorbikes.
Outside of the Opera House, I know there's a kind of a bike depot there.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what if you've got one of those big Honda Goldwings? Have you ever seen those massive? It's literally a car.
If it's got 2 wheels, you're getting fined.
All right, well, bring 2 spare wheels with you.
Yeah. Lay them on it.
Sellotape them to the front.
Yeah.
You can park anywhere.
That's it.
Always solve it out your problems. Joel, thanks for that. So, €80 fine for parking a 50cc, like a Honda 50, in a car parking spot. There's nothing worse than when you're spinning around a multi-story car park.
Yeah.
Multi-story car park, you see spare space.
Yeah.
Like, yes, that's mine.
It's
a tiny little motorbike inside.
It's a motorbike one, yeah.
James Bond is going to be Cork style, with the news that Cillian Murphy is the hot favourite to take over after the Oscars this weekend, after he wins this massive award.
Yeah.
Right, he's going to win it, isn't he?
He is.
And we wish him nothing but the best of luck. He has flown out yesterday. If James Bond was shot in Cork,
oh yeah,
give me your Corkisms, your scenarios, your movies, your plots
down by the lock.
Yeah. 0868 104 106. Nari's Never Die would be an incredible.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Incredible. He's only drinking Murphy's, obviously. Epic gunfights on the shaky bridge ending with a shootout on top of Shandon. Brian O'Donovan. The name's Bond, Jimmy Bond. What would he drive though? What would a Cork James Bond drive?
I don't know.
Honda Civic, wouldn't it?
Would it be a Honda Civic?
Honda Civic.
Or a Mitsubishi?
Mitsubishi. Where do you go with your Mitsubishis? You must have been very strange going through nightclubs in the 90s. You're looking for what? let's see what you have. 0868104106. James Bond, Cork style.
Yeah.
What have you got for us? We'll get back to those in a little while. I mean, he would be amazing, but I just don't see him taking it on. I don't know.
Right.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I mentioned, was there Irish James Bonds before? Is there a connection? Timothy Dalton. Timothy was Welsh.
Oh.
And his connections are Welsh. Sean Connery, on the other hand, that was who I was thinking of.
Ah, yeah, he's Irish descent, is he?
His great-grandparents immigrated to Scotland from Wexford.
Oh, there you go.
So Sean Connery is technically Irish, so we'll take him. So we've had two Irish James Bonds so far, and we need a third one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 7:21. We are 15 minutes away from a 10 grand cash machine. We're going to 9 this morning. All right. Two threads of thought running through the show this morning. We're talking about your fines. I'll get back to those in a moment. We're also talking about the potential of a Cork James Bond, as Cillian Murphy has flown out to LA to pick up a bit of an old trophy. And the papers and online all have him this morning as now the immediate new favourite.
Yeah.
To be the next James Bond. There's got to be Cork elements to this. For example, superb suggestion. I don't know if this is a thing, by the way. How does a Tenora Martini rattle your cage?
Definitely don't shake it.
Kelly would hammer one of those.
Yeah, she would.
And also, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
I love a Tenora.
Yeah.
Tenora Martinis are Baby Beamishes.
That's cool. Yeah,
I'm liking those. The movie would obviously be called Dutch Goldfinger.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Dutch Goldfinger.
I know what it is.
Look at the innocent little sweet face over there. Instead of Dr. No, it'll be Dr. I Will Yeah.
That's good.
From Panna with Love is superb as well.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant.
The Spy Who Flat Me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What about Dr. Naboy?
Dr. Naboy? Bond. Polly Bond. I feel cracks. You just have a Cork James Bond.
These are good lads.
They just go around. He goes around doing tiling for people in housing estates. In new developments.
These are brilliant.
Oh my God.
These are really clever.
Let's see. Octo. No, I can't. I can't go there. I'm sorry, lads.
The Fiend Who Dubbed Me.
The Fiend Who what?
Who Dubbed Me.
The Fiend Who Dubbed Me?
Yeah, 90s theme.
The Fiend Who Dubbed Me.
Yeah, like the band, the Doves, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I think there's another meaning to that one, Vic.
Oh, really?
I'll have to dig deeper on that one.
Okay.
7:30 is the time. We're on the way to Vic's VIPs. We're on the way to a 10 grand cash machine as well. I'm going to hand you my phone. There's a video in the middle of it, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to play it. Don't worry, it's not one of those screaming, you know, those WhatsApp videos that everyone gets caught out with. Play it, and I want you to tell me what's going on in the video, okay?
Okay, there's a granny with one of those shopping carts that's gotten stuck on... So she's standing waiting for a shop to open. I think her jocks have gotten caught on the shutter.
The shutter opens, it catches her by the knickers and it lifts her up.
And she's now upside
down. She's now upside down. She's dangling by the jocks, the poor old woman.
And some young fella runs in, he's on work experience. He comes out and he's like, go on, I got you.
Yeah, she's upside down. She's now in the spear tackle position in rugby. And the poor old devil. It's awful unfortunate, but it's so funny.
It is really funny.
But do you know what the funniest thing about that video is?
Yeah.
During it, she decided to grab her shopping trolley.
Oh, she did, yeah. I think she thought it was going to keep her on the ground.
It
was heavy enough to keep her on the ground.
It would weigh her down.
Bless her, Anne.
She's a lovely lady from Wales. Her name is Anne.
Anne Hughes, yeah.
She's delighted now she's a viral sensation.
Yeah. I was leaning against the shutters, but unbeknownst to me, when Ahmed was, he was inside, but he's the owner of the shop. When he was inside, bringing the shutters up, he couldn't hear me shouting when I realised that I'd been caught on the shutter and going up. And then when they put it on group chat, and everybody who came in the shop was just killing themselves laughing. And I think my granddaughter set it to, you raise me up.
the granddaughter gets the footage, adds Westlife's You Raise Me Up to it.
Sticks it on the group chat.
Oh my God.
That's the best.
Oh, you know, bless her.
I'm glad she's okay and I'm glad
she is okay.
If she was injured or hurt, we wouldn't be talking about it.
No.
But the fact, and then the Welsh accent, you know, wedgie the ass off me. I love it so much. Slightly insignificant when you see what people get hit with.
That's true, yeah.
Morning, KC. Morning, Victoria. Regarding fines, I got a €500 fine for not having a tax disc on the car.
Oh, yeah.
And then I paid it, and the next week another one came through the door. Second checkpoint.
Oh, no, bad luck. Yeah.
Twice in the 1 week or whatever, done. That's horribly unfortunate, but also a gentle reminder, put a bit of tax on your car.
True, yeah.
I didn't know the fines were that big for
they
for,
are,
for tax.
Yeah.
Thought you get, you know, if you meet guards at a checkpoint and it's out by a month, are they kind of like, okay, sort it out and get it done?
Yeah, there's
like, there's people around there driving around like since 1987 with no tax on their car and getting away with it.
I think they've really tightened up on it now. There's not much of a grace period.
Yeah, okay. So you don't get the sorted out in the next week?
Well, maybe, do. But like,
but
yeah.
So you forget, you don't, you're not paying attention to it. I know they send you reminders and everything.
Yeah, and the other side of it as well, it takes about a week for the disc to come through.
Yeah,
so, so you may have paid it, but I think if you just have confirmation that you've paid it, that's probably enough to let them, you know, if you have it in the car, you can show it to them, mm-hmm. But yeah.
Buy yourself a horse.
Well, the aura Mitsubishi.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Time. Red FM.
What? I don't know either. It's 7:44. What's going on?
Okay. The big news, I suppose, today is that Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson are reportedly getting engaged. They've been together for 6 years.
Yeah.
She's recently been talking about how much she loves his kids. She's a stepmom to his kids. And Gwyneth has recently also been talking about how much she loves Dakota. So, by all accounts, it's all sunshine and rainbows. And also, actually, Dakota Johnson has been talking about how she'd be very open to having children. She's only 34.
She's only a babby. I wonder, has Chris Martin watched 50 Shades?
Oh, that's a good point, actually. I wonder. I don't know.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Will you
drop him on WhatsApp there and ask him and see?
I wonder if her parents have watched it.
Who's Dakota Johnson's parent again?
Don Johnson
from Miami
Melanie
Vice.
Griffith.
Yeah. They'd have to, wouldn't they? Mm. Imagine going to the premiere of that, knowing what's ahead.
Yeah. Well,
knowing that your daughter is in this film and there's whips and chains and saddles involved.
I know all the rest of it. But do you remember Barry Keoghan was talking about that he pretty much bans his whole family from watching most things that he's in?
Oh, I know, because Nana Nula will rock up like with her little handbag and her Milky Bar.
And then she'll sit down watching Saltburn.
What is he doing in the shower?
Can
you imagine? Yeah.
Like, oh.
Oh my God.
It's cringe, isn't it? The life of an actor.
Yeah.
Celebrity Big Brother. So, listen, the biggest characters coming out of it really are Louis and Sharon.
Yeah.
Which is funny, really.
As somebody said on text this morning, making Joe Biden look completely normal.
Yeah, absolutely. Louis was talking to Gary Goldsmith. Like, he's the other kind of big one coming out of it, because I suppose he's sort of the curveball, if you like, from all the contestants that are in there. If you don't know who he is Kate Middleton's uncle, supposedly the black sheep of the family. But Louis heaped praise on Kate when she was talking to Gary Goldsmith in the house.
And you're Kate's uncle.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's more beautiful on the inside.
I met her. She's lovely. I met her at Chelsea Flower Show last year.
Did you really?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's a real princess.
He was trying to milk something out of her. Nothing was coming.
Sharon managed. Well, Sharon sat down and had a chat with him. I think she has actually put him forward for eviction.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Wow. So the rumours that Cillian Murphy has already been selected as the James Bond is all over the place this morning.
Yeah.
We're asking for your input on a Cork James Bond. There's obviously got to be Cork influence on it. So far to date, we've everything from Polly Bond, who fills cracks. We have Tanora Martinis.
Oh, brilliant.
It's not Dr. No, it's Dr. I Will, yeah.
Or Dr. Nah.
Yeah, Dutch Goldfinger. I'm loving that one as well.
That is so clever.
From Panna with Love.
Yeah.
And there's one about Octo that I need to leave out as well. Thanks very much for that.
What about on his mandatory community service? That was from Roisin, and I said, Roisin, take a bow.
Cillian Murphy, James Bond on his mandatory
community service.
I don't know if this is a legitimate traffic update or if it's something to do with the James Bond Cork style, but someone says an Aston Martin has broke down in Knocknaheeny. Now, I presume that's to do with the film.
I'd say so,
I would imagine so.
Unless there actually is one that's broken down.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, movie game. Let's do it. Okay, so you've prepared a load of clips here for us, okay?
Yeah.
and you want wrong answers
I want
only.
Only wrong answers, right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be tricky. You're going to have to think quickly.
Yeah, okay. All right, so it's myself versus Rory, okay?
Okay? Yeah,
all right, here we go.
Bond. James Bond.
James Bond, 50 Shades.
James Bondage.
Bondage. Sorry. No, that's...
Oh,
that's,
lads.
That's not where my brain was going.
Yes, it was.
Oh, God.
Rory, here's your one. Victoria, hit it. I'm the king of the
world! Batman. It's a plain thing.
It is Batman the Titanic era.
There you go, yeah.
All right.
Here's Johnny.
Oh,
go,
my God.
Go.
Rubber. There was a horror film called Rubber, wasn't there? Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Rory.
Why so serious?
Rory, go.
Babe.
Brilliant.
the little talking pig with the lipstick on.
Why
oh,
so
my God.
Serious?
Okay, movie clips, wrong answers go. Only. Here we go.
They may take our lives. But they'll never take our freedom!
Go.
My left foot.
Oh my
no. Jesus. It's wrong answers only.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
To infinity and beyond.
Go.
E.T.
Very good.
Very funny. Very spider funny. Pig. Next one, go.
Spider pig does whatever a spider pig does.
Oh, go.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I can't.
Spider pig does whatever a spider pig does.
I can't. No, okay, no, yeah. This one is here in front of me. I can't say it.
Okay, yeah, don't
Sorry,
say it.
Sorry, I'm out.
Don't say it. The next one.
Mall cop.
Oh, my God.
Show me the money!
Show me the money. Wrong answers only.
Willy Wonka in the second.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'll be back.
Go. And,
the Passion of the Christ. That's what it's all about, right? Seriously.
Basically the same story.
More or less.
I'll be back.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Good morning, Nikki. How are we?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Nikki's from Kildare. We won't hold it against her, even though I don't have a good relationship with Kildare people because you knocked Mayo out of the All-Ireland semi-final one year. But it's fine. It's water under the bridge, Nikki.
This is Nikki, though.
I know. This is lovely, Nikki.
Do you know what I mean?
Nikki, you travel up and down to Cork how many days a week?
Twice
a week.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
very good. And
yeah.
You're working as a teacher. Where are you working?
Bishopstown.
In Bishopstown.
Okay, very good.
Nikki, how are you with quizzes and pop culture and that kind of stuff?
I like them. I think I'm good at them sometimes, and other times I'm getting none of them right, so we'll see how it goes.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear people flying through it, you're getting nines and tens all over the place. And then when you're in the hot seat, forget about the nerves. All of these answers are in there somewhere. The very best of luck. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who's the manager of Boyzone?
Louis Walsh.
Question number 2. How many holes are on a golf course?
18.
Who is Chris Martin engaged to?
Dakota Johnson.
Which Osborne is in this year's I'm a Celebrity Big Brother?
Sharon Osborne.
Question number 5. What brand of car is the James Bond movie associated with?
Aston Martin.
Question number 6. Which French sounding pub is located on Patrick Street? Have you been on Patrick Street?
It's no idea.
French for a house. Question number 7. Anne-Marie and Shania Twain duet on a song called what?
Unhealthy.
Question number 8. Face and Hannibal were characters in what show? Classic TV show, Face and Hannibal.
Quickly, I don't know.
Throw a classic TV show with the lads in a van at me. The A-team was way before your time, obviously. Way before your time, Nikki. You got Anne-Marie and Shania Twain, Unhealthy. Le Chateau is what I was looking for number 6. Is that French for a house, is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
That was a good clue.
Back to transition your French there for you. Aston Martin is correct. Sharon Osbourne is correct. Dakota Johnson, 18, and Louis Walsh. So we ran out of time at question number 8, but you got 7 out of 8, which is very
well
good.
Well done.
Listen, good on you. That was the warm-up.
That's no problem.
Absolutely.
That was the pop quiz sorbet. We will get you back another morning to have another lash at it. In the meantime, Nikki, we've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. And we'll talk to you another day, I hope, okay?
Thanks a million.
Cheers, Nikki. Mind yourself.
Bye.
Let's see. Cillian Murphy is James Bond.
I don't think Cillian Murphy is going to do Bond. And the reason why I don't think Cillian Murphy will do Bond is because it's too famous. He doesn't like roles like that. Not that I know the guy personally. I can't see him doing Bond.
And also, as I mentioned earlier on, if you sign up for Bond, they want you for 10 years.
Like, that's a long time.
They want to knock at least 3 movies out of you.
But I think Breed is right. I think it is. It's the whole franchise is too big for him.
Yeah.
I think he likes to go for the smaller productions.
But I just want it just for the car.
I know, so
I just want Tanora Martinis to be a thing.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Cash Machine. It's business time once again as the Cash Machine has been reloaded. And what a winner yesterday. Pauline managed to clean out a huge amount of money.
Are you feeling optimistic about this, Pauline?
I am.
How much is in the cash machine right now?
€40,918.72. Thank you so much.
What are you doing with your winnings? It's a huge amount of money.
I want to bring my family on a holiday.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Pauline, delighted for you. The family are going to have a great time with that 40 grand today. Cash machine has been reloaded. Let's go for €10,831.51. Amazing amount of money for you to win on a Thursday. That'll get you sorted for the weekend. That'll buy you a few Milky Bars. €10,831.51. If you want to play, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, and the T's and C's are right now available on redfm.ie. You must get your entry in before 3 o'clock. We'll make that phone call. You answer within 5 rings, and €10,831.51 is yours.